Coming together is crucial to fighting climate change. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Emily Huddart Kennedy, associate professor and associate head in the Department of Sociology at the University of British Columbia, exposes how stereotypes keep us apart.
When I interviewed residents of Washington State, liberals told me they hated conservatives because they don't care about climate change. And conservatives didn't have much time for liberals' performative concern for the environment. Two popular stereotypes dominated my participants' images of how liberals and conservatives feel about the environment. Conservatives pictured liberals in a condo overlooking a city, obsessing over their recycling, and boasting about buying overpriced produce at a local farmer's market. And liberals portrayed conservatives as anti-environment, as willfully prioritizing profit over environmental protection. They pointed to conservatives as the single biggest barrier to climate action. These two stereotypes do not encounter one another as equals. The stereotypical liberal is associated with more cultural power than the conservative stereotype. This cultural hierarchy is a significant driver of polarization over climate change, but one we each have the power to disrupt. The most effective way for civil society to contribute to dissolving a social hierarchy is through empathy. Studies of destigmatization show that once we can see people as individuals with hopes and fears, we are less likely to deem them unworthy of our respect and recognition. With climate change, we face an existential threat to humanity. This type of challenge requires coordination and compromise, qualities that emerge from relationships of trust and mutual respect. It is not an effective use of our minds and hearts to make moral judgments of one another's relationships to the environment. We need to recognize the immensely important common ground beneath our feet, a planet we all care about, even if we do so in different and sometimes incompatible ways.
That was Emily Huddart Kennedy of the University of British Columbia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.